challenges of facing a guy like Calvin Johnson?
Wow. He's, you know, he's tall. You know, he's got great hands. He runs good routes. And so you really have to be on your game. And even if you're on your game, he's just capable of making the difficult catch. So it's one of the tougher challenges that we face this season because of just his skill level and his ability to break the game open.
You've got a pretty big cornerback in Prince, and a not pretty big cornerback in Hosley or McBride if he can play. You don't like putting one guy on one guy for the whole game. No good.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not good. The problem, he lines up in a lot of different spots, and I think that's smart on Detroit's part. He lines up at the number one, number two, number three, and so, to try to follow a guy around and match your coverages and stuff like that against, a guy that lines up in multiple positions is a very difficult thing to do. So, obviously we'll have a plan of what we'd like to do, but they do a good job of moving him around in different spots on the field.
So multiple guys can have to deal with him, right?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yeah. I think that's the challenge. That's the real challenge they present to you because of the multiple places that they move him on the field.
Did the Eagles and the Ravens both play him over the top, though, using a lot of doubles?
The Ravens put Smith on him. They may have played a lot of man against him, and I saw Smith on him a lot. Sometimes he had people over the top, sometimes he didn't. Sometimes when he went inside, Smith wasn't on him. So they used some different combinations, but Smith was on him for the Ravens a large portion of the time. I can't speak for the Eagles because that was a snow game, and I couldn't make out who was on the field in that game. So that game was not very helpful to us in when we watched that.
They have a lot of turnovers. Is that something you guys feel like you can take advantage of?
Well, we'd love to. I mean, you've got to put your offense in position, and we've got to score on defense a little bit, and we've got to do some things to generate some turnovers, obviously. And, we hope it's an opportunistic day for us from that perspective.
Did you talk to some of the defensive guys this week about not getting down? Some of the guys were frustrated. They thought they played okay. Maybe a little better than okay last week, and the offense gets shut out and you lose. About just sticking to it no matter what's going on out there.
When you say getting down, no. This group is a pretty resilient group. Now, obviously, I think guys get frustrated. We're human. Everybody gets frustrated. But when we assembled again on Wednesday, they were ready. They wanted to know what the plan was, and they were looking forward to this next challenge, and they were looking forward to, hey, let's win this next football game. So I didn't have to address that, or I didn't talk to them about that or anything like that. It is what it is, and they came ready to work again this Wednesday. So I was okay.
Do you get frustrated by that when your defense puts out a good effort? And
no, there have been plenty of times where we didn't play very good, and our offense has bailed our ass out, okay? And I was loving on them and thanking them for that. So, I mean, it's a team game. We all work together. Some days we want to have good days, and some days we want to have bad days. And so, we had a – if they didn't score, I think if Seattle wouldn't have scored, then, it would have been a tie game, and we'd be sitting here with a different result. So, I mean, we had some work that we left out there too.
How much growth have you seen in Hankins?
Yeah, I got on him this week, okay? I didn't want growth that way because he's going home and he's 318, okay? And I asked him what we were having for dinner because he's from Detroit. He's come on. He's really been a solid guy. Our defensive tackles, I think, have played well for us this year. And once we got Jonathan active and he was able to accumulate more snaps, he's been a solid, steady guy in there for us. And obviously, we'll look to do more things with him as he continues to get older and grows. But I think that you've got a big body that has a lot of energy. He played with good energy last week. He had a couple plays in there last week that, made you go like, wow, Jonathan, I didn't know you could do that. We knew he could do it, but he brought it to the forefront against really good competition. So, he's steadily gotten a little better each week, and he's gotten more plays each week.
This year you faced the top seven rushers in the league, and not one of them's come close to 100 yards. I mean, is it like almost night and day from last year?
I think that, yeah, inside we're better. We're better. You know, our tackles have been very good. You know, Linville Joseph, Cullen Jenkins, Hank, Mike Patterson, those guys have been really, really good inside. And that's helped us tremendously in the run game. And, you know, with the addition of John Beeson, he's a very smart football player. We keep saying to you guys that, hey, you know, he's been a voice for us. He's brought some good stuff to us. So that has been really, really good for us. And we've, knock on wood, we've tackled well, okay? We've tackled well, I mean, throughout the season. So if we can keep that combination going for the next 2 weeks, then, you know, yes, our run defense is improving. It is night and day.
You've had a lot of moving parts. Linville has not been a moving part. He's been a constant. How do you assess what he's done in this 14 games?
Yeah, you know, you don't miss a guy like Linville till he's not in there, because he's steady. He doesn't get a lot of press. He doesn't get a lot of attention, but he's always there. He's solid each week. I thought he did a good job in rushing the passer last week too. I mean, he pushed the pocket. We asked him to push the pocket and get in the face of the quarterback last week, and I thought he did some of that. So he's one of those guys that are kind of underappreciated, that you don't talk a whole lot about. But, you know, if he's not there, there's that big void.
You say you asked him to do it like it was different than usual. Is that something you don't ask him to do normally as much?
No, but sometimes we have games and things like that going on, and so we have different approaches versus different quarterbacks. You know, for instance, last week we felt like that the quarterback couldn't see as well over the top because of his height, so we wanted to push the pocket a little bit more. Some quarterbacks, like a Romo, he wants to get outside, so we ask him to do different things to contain the quarterback outside. So it's just different little plans that you have that you emphasize more than others. It's a base fundamental. Yes, you always want to push the pocket, but sometimes you have little plans for quarterbacks based upon what you see on tape.
One of those little plans seemed to involve Ryan Mundy. Were you impressed with what he was able to do? It seemed like he confused Russell at least a little bit, or made him do something different.
We think Ryan played well for us last week. We've been trying to find a way to get him, you know, active again. And I thought he not only played well in the pass game, but also in the run game. And I thought he was very physical in the football game. And he brought another physical presence that helped us in the run game.